All right, gather round, both the hockey elite and the casual fan. Stanley Cup's done. The NHL offseason is here. And I'd like to take a crack at this. Walk with me as I present the Steve Weiser plan.
Tell me why.
Tell me why they don't make these moves. Instead of saying no and no, how about yes and yes? Multiple impact players. We're going to go through this. Everybody said this is a pivotal offseason for Steve Yzerman. Yes, John?
Yes.
I'm going to treat it as such and present a blueprint.
Okay.
First things first, we're buying out Justin Hull. I don't need to see him. Doesn't need to be here. He sat in the press box 2 years ago. He never should have been on the ice a year ago. We need a little more space to pull off what I want to pull off. So I'm buying out Justin Hull.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Number one.
Vlad Tarasenko. It's highly publicized. It didn't work out last season.
For either side.
Either side. I think he wants to move on. I think the Wings would like to move on. I'm going to do what Steve did last year with Robbie Fabry. I'm going to dump him. Trade him. Okay. I'm going to attach a fourth round pick to him just like they did with Fabry, and I'm going to ship him out.
So you cleared a couple roster spots. A
couple guys need to move. And if I'm a team like the Blackhawks, I would take Vlad. I have cap space. If he's good, I can flip him at the deadline. I get paid a pick now and may get a paid a pick later. I think you can move Vlad Tarasenko. So again, freeing up the space, cleaning up some of the mistakes on this roster, and setting themselves up. Patrick Kane is going to come back. He wants to be back. Yzerman has indicated there is a mutual interest in bringing Patty Kane back. So he will come back on a one-year deal.
Okay.
So here's where we get interesting. In free agency, the big guy I'm targeting is Aaron Ekblad. He wears a letter. He's a leader on a two-time Stanley Cup champion team. He can anchor a power play, but more importantly, he's physical. More importantly, he gives you some beef in your top four on defense. He's a right-handed shot. You could put him in that top pair, that top four, where Sider anchors one and Ekblad anchors the other. That's my big splash. Windsor native, wears the number five because he loves Nick Lidstrom. So there's a reason for him to want to come here. We have the cap space to give him. I'd pay him basically what Sider's getting.
Okay.
$8.4, $8.5 million a season. It's a pay raise for him on a six-year deal.
Okay.
That's the Aaron Ekblad splash. That's impact player number one.
I like the term. I like the money.
Well, that's my concern here is everybody's going to have more money to spend. Is Yzerman going to come to terms with the term he's going to need to hand out? But Ekblad is one target. The other is a trade. And I actually think this is where Yzerman needs to get creative. Because everybody's going to be bidding on the Marners and the Bennetts, and it's going to cost an arm and a leg, and I'm not sure we're getting them anyway. So who can you get? Hockey insiders insist that Robertson is available from Dallas. 40-goal scorer, two times over. Selke votes as a good defensive forward. Why is Dallas trying to trade him? I don't know. They want to free up some space. They want to shake things up a little bit. And the deal I would pitch is straight out of Max Boltman from The Athletic with a little tweak. I'm giving them 13th overall in this year's draft, a first-round pick. I'm giving them a second-round pick in 2026. And I'm attaching a young player, Michael Brantzæg-Nygaard, the player they drafted a year ago, who's already in the AHL and is close to being in the NHL. You know, a year or two away, he becomes a young cheap piece that Dallas controls for the future. So effectively, two firsts and a second to bring Robertson in. Robertson grew up in Northville, Michigan. There's always got to be a Michigan connection, John. But I have bolstered my top six forwards. I've bolstered my top two pairs on defense. I can't fix the goalie situation because I'm not a miracle worker. Don't love having Mrazek on this team, but I think I have made the Red Wings a playoff squad with a couple key pieces.
Well, I really like the Robertson move because he's so young.
25 years old.
25. And he's a guy that could be here for a while. He's a guy that as you start looking at Lucas Raymond, Mo Sider, even, you know, Dylan Larkin, like he's still young enough for these guys to be able to grow together, win together, and improve together. And this is a great step to make them a playoff team this coming season.
Robertson was scoring in the West Finals. I don't have any doubt about him as a playoff performer. Get in. he fits the timeline, and Ekblad fits the biggest need of this hockey team, being harder to play against.
So the question I would have is, and I get, all right, you're giving up some to get Robertson. Mm-hmm. I'll ask the question from the Dallas perspective. Why? Why would they trade him?
I don't know why they're shopping him, but I'm telling you, the deal I'm pulling is straight out of a hockey insider who did a mock trade just the other day. And yeah. I should add this in. I'm also taking Matt Dumba's contract back.
Right.
I'm freeing up $11 million in cap space and giving them effectively two firsts and a second. It allows them to retain some of their vets, Duchesne and Ben, and still have the cap space to revamp and reload. And I got a young player, a prospect that could turn into one of those gritty forwards. Yeah. I don't love giving up Branson Nygaard, but that's you got to give to get. I'm giving Dallas a chance to reset and retool, keep their core together. And as the Red Wings, I'm benefiting by getting a top forward to anchor that top line.
So the thought is they can't pay everybody.
Yes.
And right. Eventually they're going to hit an end game, maybe like the Maple Leafs have with the core four. You know, and that's why Marner's
this is their out before it hits them.
Yes, and so this is a retool on a fly, a team that's lost three straight West Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and there are also eerie similar traits to them moving him like the Flames move Tkachuk. Now, is Robertson Tkachuk? Who knows? The Panthers didn't care what they gave up for Tkachuk because they wanted the player. Mm-hmm. And that's what Steve Yzerman would have to do in a trade like this. He can't care about what he gives up. The Panthers gave up a 100-point player plus a massive haul of other things just to get Tkachuk. How'd that work out? I mean, we want to sit here and maybe mock the Yzerman plan or Jim's plan is a thing, but
I'm not mocking it. I'm just asking questions.
I know, that's fair. No, and having a little fun with it, but also through trade is usually the way you do this.
Yes.
Not through free agency. The idiot GMs will go give Sam Bennett a boatload.
$13 million
because
he
won a Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like I can never think of his name. It shows you just the Eagles defensive end that went to Arizona. Timing's everything.
Josh Sweat.
Yeah, he's not an elite pass rusher. He got paid like one.
Right.
Yeah.
So which would be more surprising? Because we haven't seen Steve Yzerman go out and sign big free agents. And I'm not sitting there saying, you know, Ekblad would be a monster free agent, but it'd probably be the biggest.
Yeah, it'd be sizable.
Would that not be the biggest free agent signing that he's had?
Yes.
Which would be more surprising, the pulling off the signing of Ekblad or the trade for Robertson?
The trade would be more surprising because it's going to involve gutting some of your young players and picks. It's going to involve giving him an extension after this season, which will be a big number. But again, cap's going up. You're trying to win. He's 25 years old. If he is at all being dangled in the insider stress, yes, he is available. The Red Wings are the team that can offer you salary relief and young pieces to help extend their window while we actually get to start our window in Detroit. What a concept that would be.
Yeah, and obviously you put those two together. If he does follow the Wiser plan, you put those two together, I think it would blow your mind.
Tell me why.
Tell me why not do this. 248-539-9797. The Hockey Elite, does this pass your purity standard? Do I know puck? And if you're someone who just desperately wants the Red Wings to be good, did I sell you a plan that actually puts Detroit on the clock, in the window to start contending and competing? 248-539-9797. Aaron Ekblad in free agency, Jason Robertson via trade, I'm dumping Hull, I'm dumping Tarasenko, and Patrick Kane is back in the fold. 248-539-9797. We'll get your feedback. It's 97.1.